The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a memorable night. Game number 82 on the season, and the Sharks beat the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg in front of a sellout crowd of 15,225 at Canada Life Center. The final score is the San Jose Sharks 6 and the Winnipeg Jets 1. It all began with Winnipeg fighting as hard as they could to end their three-game losing streak, and on a turnover, Cole Koepke would have a breakaway to put the Jets in front.
Legenda went back to the point. The Sharks lost it. Moving in, it's a breakaway. Koepke, score! Mario Ferraro couldn't hold it into the point, and it was a breakaway for Cole Koepke. He beats goaltender Nedeljkovic, and at 3:28 of this first period, suddenly, it's Winnipeg 1, the Sharks nothing.
That was an unassisted goal by Cole Koepke, his eighth of the season at 3 minutes and 28 seconds of the first period. And the Sharks were on their heels at the very start of the game. But then that is when Macklin Celebrini and his line mates decided to take over. A penalty called against Winnipeg's Nino Niederreiter at 5:27 of the first period put the Sharks on the power play. And as it turned out, Igor Chernyshov on that power play, replacing Alex Wenberg, who sat out tonight, and Chernyshov got the Sharks even.
Here comes Celebrini across the line, just directing traffic, stick handling. Nice behind-the-back pass, got it over to Eklund. He shoots, save, rebound, right on that save, rebound, score! That's Chernyshov showing his power, his strength, and his skill all in one fell swoop. The shot came from Eklund. It was stopped by Comrie, and then Chernyshov, a couple of chances, batted it in on a kind of a crazy angle on that right side of the Winnipeg goal. And it's a power play tally for Chernyshov, who is flying at the end of the season, and the Sharks have tied this game 1-1.
Wow, how about Igor Chernyshov, his ninth goal of the season, and at the end of the campaign, he is making a statement. William Eklund getting his first of 3 points on the night with an assist, and Macklin Celebrini also assisting on that goal, and that started off an amazing night for him.
Yeah, absolutely, and you think about what they've been able to do after a, you know, let's not forget, they played in a back-to-back, so got in late last night as well. We didn't really mention that. Didn't get likely to bed until about 3 a.m. And yet, despite that, they came out with a vengeance. They came out with energy. Although they, you know, the coaching staff did the right thing and bring in some new faces and some new guys into the lineup that have been out for a while. What did it do? It re-energized and gave the group some energy. And so I think they provided a lot of you know, care factor for their group and found a way to contribute offensively as well. So a nice push by this group in a tough game to play, which is the last game of the season. But they showed they cared about each other and found a way to come out and compete and dominate.
It didn't feel like it was the last game of the season, did it?
Well, no, but I mean, it's at the end of the day, you're right. It looked like a game that they're preparing to play in the playoffs. And so it tells me that this group is preparing to do bigger things and greater things. And this is part of their process.
So, at this point, it was 1-1 with Igor Chernyshov getting his ninth goal of the season from Eklund and Celebrini at 6:26 of the game. Then, Will Smith, Macklin Celebrini, John Klingberg, and Igor Chernyshov started really dominating. And it would be Celebrini and Klingberg combining beautifully, a perfect pass to Will Smith to put the Sharks in front to stay.
Back the other way, the Jets need a change. They got up to the Sharks' blue line, and they knocked it in. Was Nikita Chabrikov trying to get it, but they change. Celebrini back out. Here's Klingberg to Celebrini. To Smith. Shot. Score! Tic-tac-toe! Amazing! Klingberg to Celebrini to Smith. Smith scores. Sharks lead 2-1, and Macklin Celebrini has just tied Joe Thornton for his 114th point of the year.
Wow, what a moment for Macklin Celebrini to tie the Sharks' all-time record for most points in a single campaign. That was set by Joe Thornton, of course, back in 2006-2007, and it was equalized right there with that assist. Will Smith, by the way, a beautiful, beautiful goal.
Yeah, and you know what? I love the fact that they're completely on the same page, and the chemistry that they finished the season with is really exciting going forward for the start of next year, and you know, quite possibly eclipsing what they've been able to do. So really impressive to see what Chernyshov has added to this group, and I think it will help them take another step.
Well, in the second period, Winnipeg was going to come back and try to push as hard as they could. And right off the bat, though, in the second period, there was a good opportunity for San Jose to really take more control.
We're underway in the second. Right away, Celebrini, drop pass, Smith, shot right on, save, rebound, Smith, another chance, and it pokes just wide of the net. Right off the opening faceoff, the top line of the Sharks moves right in.
That was a good chance right to start the second period. And then Colin Graf would come up with one of the great plays of the game. 5:51 into the second period. All season long, all we've talked about is Colin Graf with great defensive hockey and then turning that into offense. And this was a textbook example of that.
Now it's Connor that gets it back. Slides in the direction of Velarde. Loses on the stick check. Could be a break for Graf. He's got Kurashev in the middle. Here's Graf across the line. Stick handles, holds it, shoots, score! Colin Graf, a brilliant goal. The San Jose Sharks lead 3-1 with 14:09 to go in the second period.
There were so many great goals scored in this game, but that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was a great job in the defensive zone, as usual. Colin Graf with a great stick and then gets on his horse. And he's going against a really good defender in Josh Morrissey, but he cuts to the middle, fakes the shot, freezes the goaltender, Eric Comrie, and then just rips it over the blocker from in tight. So a tremendous play, individual effort by him, but a nice job also by Kurashev to drive the net as well.
So that was the score at that point. 3-1 San Jose, Graf's 21st goal of his season, unassisted. The Sharks on top 3-1. At 18:01 of the second period, the domineering performance continued for San Jose's offense. But it wasn't just the Celebrini line that was making plays. In fact, they would score two goals in the last 2 minutes of the period, a minute 54 apart. The first one belonged to Michael Misa. Here's Niederreiter moving to the Sharks' line. A backhand pass to the slot, batted away by Eklund, and he gives to Misa, and Misa takes off. 2-on-1 with Sherwood. He goes in, he shoots, save made, he scores! The rebound came right back to Michael Misa, and Misa has a goal-scoring streak. That's his ninth of the year. With a minute 59 to go in the second, it's the Sharks 4 and the Jets 1. He had a goal last night in Chicago, and this one a beauty. His first shot coming to the net, 2-on-1 with Sherwood. Looked at Sherwood, then fired the puck. Good save by Comrie, but the puck rebounded right back to Misa. I got to tell you, folks, that's not an easy play to do to make it work, and that's the hard part.
Yeah, really good job of him, you know, using his speed through the neutral zone. Real intentional about getting that puck on net. And he follows it up with a great play, putting it into the empty net. So he was, you know, you look like he was might give it to Sherwood, but decided to shoot it, which was the right choice. But follows up his own shots, able to get his own rebound.
Then, with only 5 seconds left in the period, it was time for William Eklund to get his third point of the night. On the right side of the red line, taken by the Sharks, rink wide toss, Sherwood to Eklund, time winding down in the period of the slot, one time shot by Ostapchuk, save made. Rebound sent back to the point by Sherwood, shot by Ferraro on goal. Eklund shoots, he scores! William Eklund gets the rebound on the side of the net, bangs it home. 5 seconds left in the second period, and Eklund's goal makes it 5-1 San Jose. What a job right there by William Eklund. He assisted on Misa's goal, Misa's ninth from Eklund and Klingberg at 18:01. And then at 19:55, Eklund getting his 15th goal of the season, assisted by Mario Ferraro and Kiefer Sherwood. Two goals a minute and 54 seconds apart right at the end of the second period, the exact opposite of what happened last night in Chicago.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. You learn from your mistakes, and a great job by Eklund. I think everything was set up from the previous line to set the table, but then they just outworked the Winnipeg Jets. We had double coverage net front. Great job getting that puck to the net, and then the skill from Eklund taking over. And hopefully he goes to school on that opportunity. It wasn't on the outside. He got to the front of the net and was able to comport himself, collect the rebound, use his skill and falling down, be able to put that in past Comrie.
And so it was 5-1 in favor of San Jose at the end of the second period. You think the Sharks took their foot off the collective gas pedal to start the third? Not a bit of it. And the Celebrini line, again, continued to dominate. They had a couple of good chances on their first shift, and they threw them right out there. At a minute 14 of the third period, history was made in Winnipeg as Macklin Celebrini would come up with a big goal. Celebrini looks forward again. Macklin just a man on a mission tonight. As now it's on the far boards, kept in there by Klingberg, slides it over to Celebrini, shoots right on, save made. Celebrini backhands across the ice, almost got it, over to Smith. He tips it back. It winds up on Celebrini's stick, across the ice to Smith. In front, Chernyshov skates behind the net, wrap around right through the crease and wide. The Celebrini line putting on a show. It's sent forward. Lost stick for DeMello. He can't make the play there because he doesn't have a stick. Celebrini deflects it with a skate back to the point. Gets a return from Klingberg. He scores! Macklin Celebrini with his 45th goal of the year has just become the all-time leader for greatest single season in Sharks history. 115 points. The Sharks 6 and the Jets 1.
What a moment and what a sequence that was. They probably could have scored five different ways that particular shift. Dylan DeMello, former Shark, losing his stick on the play in the process. And the puck went off of Celebrini's skate back to the point, but then he got it back in front and just fired it. What a great shot. And his 45th goal of the season from John Klingberg and Will Smith, setting the record. He now has more goals than all players in Sharks history except for Jonathan Chichu with that 45th goal in one season. And he breaks Joe Thornton record with point number 115 on the year. And let's not forget about John Klingberg. In his 700th game, he picked up his third assist on that historic goal.
Well, first of all, just remarkable to think of what he's been able to accomplish. 45 goals, 70 assists, 115 points, the most ever, and he's 19 years old, just scratching the surface of what is to come for him as a San Jose Shark. Certainly a really special season that he's had, willing the San Jose Sharks within a few points of the playoffs, and just, you know, unbelievable to see him be able to do that. The humility that he carries himself with is probably the most impressive, but wow, what a season.
Let us go to the Sharks dressing room. Kiefer Sherwood, who had a big assist tonight, is with Jamal.
Hey, Kiefer, you know, being around winning environments, one of the things that's the most important, in my opinion, is having that care factor. What does it say about your group? Because to me, from the outside, it looks like you have that.
Yeah, you saw it there to the whistle. Guys are invested and care for one another, and you know, we're just pulling the same the rope together, you know, in the same direction. And no matter who it is, each and every night, guys are rooting for each other, and it's just a really fun and you know, a joyful culture that is demanding and pushes each other each and every day, and you can kind of see that translate on the ice.
So obviously you've played against Macklin at the beginning of the season and last year and in the beginning of the season. What have you noticed now that you're his teammate that has impressed you more, that you realize, wow, this is a special kid here?
I don't even know if you can put into words. I mean, he's a cheat code each and every night. You know, our leader, obviously, just for how he carries himself, absolute dog. And he does it the right way. He's a pro. He works. I mean, it's not just obviously the production, it's the whole package and his care. And, you know, he's a leader already at 19, and it's a true treat to see him each and every day and push the group better. And, you know, I think a guy, you can tell, especially as just because how he raises each and everyone's play around him. And, you know, I know he's just getting started, but he's truly a special player in person.
Well, it's been obvious since you guys were put together that you guys have a tremendous chemistry with Eklund and Wennberg. What can you say about Michael Misa and sliding into that two-hole and still, in my opinion, not skipping a beat with him in there?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of many. I mean, you talk about Mies, you talk about Mac, you talk about somebody, all of them. You know, there's so many young and sorry, Revo's kind of giving it to me here, and this kind of goes back to the culture that, you know, we have here. Even Toph is, it doesn't stop. But Mies is just getting started too. Nice to get his feet wet here, and you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him too. And I mean, this is a special group here. We're just getting started, and we're going to continue to take the next steps here. So I mean, one of many here that truly have a bright future, and the fun is about to start here.
And lastly, about Ned, what can you say about his performance tonight and coming up with a big victory?
Battles to the each and every end, you know. I mean, like, you saw a breakaway with power play at the end of the game, and he's still battling.
Don't worry, baby. We'll get you power skating later.
Oh, my gosh. Beaking me about my skates. But, he's a pro. He comes to work each and every day, morning, night, always ready. Pushes ass, he pushes the group, and his work ethic and another care level that translates and is contagious each and every night. So it's just one of many. You know, we have so many special guys here, and it's truly a brotherhood and a culture that we're turning around.
Well, great job tonight. Did you have to put any money on the board? I saw some with dust on your shoulder there tonight.
A little bit. I mean, it was a heavy board. Everyone put in, so it was a big match for Klingy there, 700 matches. It's a lot of fun, you know, and just so thankful to be here and be part of these guys. And like I said, we're just getting started.
Well, great job, and we'll see you down the road.
Okay, thank you guys.
Take care.
See you soon.
Final score, the Sharks 6 and the Jets 1. San Jose sweeps the season series from Winnipeg. They won the other two games by a much tighter 2-1 result, one in regulation and one in overtime. The overtime one, Michael Misa got the game-winning goal. Good to see him get the increased responsibility and improve with his 9th goal of the season tonight. The Sharks finish up their campaign with 39 wins, 35 losses, and 8 OTs for 86 points. It was their 18th win of the season on the road this year, both marked improvements from the last couple of years. Alex Nedeljkovic gets his 18th win of the season. What a value he has brought to this team in working with young Yaroslav Askarov and providing a competitive nature to every time he stepped into the net. Winnipeg falls back to 35, 35, and 12. They finish with 82 points on the year. It was a tough year in Winnipeg. They conclude their season with a 4-game losing streak. But tonight, their fans watched a little bit of Sharks history as Macklin Celebrini put on the big show. That is our Sharks instant replay for tonight. The final score, San Jose 6, Winnipeg 1. This is the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.